Task 1. You and Bobby have done some research about food consumption in Hong Kong and the major food suppliers to Hong Kong. Listen to the conversation and complete the table and the information below. Some blanks have been filled in for you as examples. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Hi, Janice.
Hello, Bobby. So, how is your work going?
You mean the presentation?
Yes.
Well, I have found some very interesting info and statistics.
That's great. Tell me what you have found.
All right. I have got information about food supply in Hong Kong. I mean, the amount of fruit, vegetables, and meat supplied to the Hong Kong markets every year.
That's interesting.
Yes. Do you know we are a big consumer of fruit and vegetables? Every year, we consume about 536,000 tons of fruit and 640,000 tons of vegetables.
Wow, that's a lot. I think it's a good thing that people eat lots of fruit and vegetables.
Yes, but Hong Kongers are also big meat eaters. According to the information I've got, we consume about 257,300 tons of pork and 102,000 tons of beef every year.
That means each of us eats about 50 kilograms of pork and beef every year. That's a lot.
And that amount hasn't included chicken and seafood.
So how much chicken and seafood do we consume every year?
Well, make a guess.
I know that seafood is very popular in Hong Kong, and chicken is thought to be a healthier meat option than pork and beef. I think we eat more chicken and seafood than pork and beef.
You're wrong, Janice. You see, seafood is more expensive than pork and beef. Also, most people in Hong Kong don't eat seafood every day. Unlike other meat that many families eat every day, seafood is more like a treat that we eat only a couple of times a week. According to the statistics, we consume about 106,000 and 148,000 tons of seafood and chicken, respectively.
I see. Bobby, do you have any information about the amount of eggs we consume every year in Hong Kong?
Yes, I do. Eggs are an important ingredient. Well, we consume about 1.75 billion eggs every year.
Sorry, did you say 1.75 million? That's not a lot. It can't be right.
No, I said 1.75 billion eggs a year.
Wow, that's a huge amount.
Yes, indeed.
You know, Bobby, it's amazing how much food we need every day for the whole population in Hong Kong. Sometimes I'm worried.
Why?
Because our food supply is dependent on imports. We hardly produce any food ourselves. You know, over 90% of our food supply is imported from other places. So, which countries are our major food suppliers?
It's not difficult to guess, Janice.
I know that the mainland is our number one food supplier, but what are our second and third food suppliers?
I have got information about that as well. Our second largest food supplier is America. Right after America is Brazil.
Brazil?
Yes, a lot of frozen meat and seafood sold in Hong Kong comes from Brazil.
I see.
The fourth and fifth places go to Thailand and Australia, respectively.
Right.
Apart from food supply, I've also got some interesting survey results about the major factors that people in Hong Kong consider when purchasing food.
Okay, it's not too difficult to guess the results. I believe price is one of the main factors when people shop for food.
Correct. According to the results of the survey, low prices are the first and foremost factor that people consider.
Besides low prices, what other factors do people consider?
The second factor is the amount of supply. That means, when a food item is in abundant supply, people tend to buy it more.
I suppose it's natural because the prices will be lower and there will be more to choose from.
That's right. After low prices and amount of supply, taste, brand and quality, in that order, are also factors that people consider when shopping for food.
Oh, quality being the fifth.
Janice, there are some people who put quality as the main factor, but most of us don't. In a city that has such a high cost of living and so many low-income families, prices usually come first.
That's true. Right, thanks for telling me all the interesting information. I have got to run before the library closes.
All right, goodbye.
That is the end of task one. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.